Track 3. Unit 10. IELTS Listening, Section 2. You will hear a radio program about an exhibition on street art. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 17.
Welcome on this lazy Saturday morning to Radio Hope here in Australia. This is Davey Chester, your host on your favourite show, Your Chance. And boy, do we have a lot for you on the show this week. There's the new street art exhibition. A new exhibition which opened last weekend at the Horn Gallery in George Street and which has caused a sensation judging by our email survey. And then we have the decision by the government to make all museums and art galleries free of charge from next January. And for families and kids, there's the new theme park which has opened just outside the town. But first, to the street art exhibition. We've had many people saying how brilliant the exhibition is, and others saying what a load of rubbish it is, and that public money was being misspent. Apart from the criticism regarding the waste of money, some people complained that the exhibition would encourage graffiti and vandalism all over town. I put this point to Mrs. Cook, the director of the art gallery, which, incidentally, I visited myself on Thursday evening. And she said that graffiti was already appearing without the street art exhibition. Some people who emailed in said that instead of promoting graffiti, the gallery could have used the opportunity to support local artists who get no help from the council. And Mrs. Cook did point out that when there were attempts to remove the huge mural based on Aboriginal art at the end of Coin Street, there was a huge public outcry. Thousands of people turned out to stop the authorities removing the mural, and there was a vigil with volunteers for 3 weeks until the local council reversed their decision. While I was at the exhibition, I asked Mrs. Cook what she thought about the decision to make all museums and art galleries free of charge. She said that there had been a fierce debate about this over the past year or so, because people were deterred from visiting places of a cultural nature, like the Horn Gallery, because of the cost. And while children were able to get in free, they rarely came with their parents. And this was a bad thing. So, basically, she was for the change. From the email survey we've had on the show website, I think about 70% said that they would agree with Mrs. Cook, only 10% were very definitely against, and 20% said they didn't know, which I think reflects the national consensus, give or take a few points. Now, when I spoke to Mrs. Cook, she said that there was one thing she and other people working in the gallery world were worried about, and that is the level of government funding. They have always had subsidies from the government to run the galleries, but this was always topped up by entrance fees. They're waiting to see if this will be reflected in the government's arts funding for next year.
Before you hear the rest of the radio program, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
Now, as you all know, we've been wanting to do a walkabout on the show for a long time. And this week, for the first time, we will have two reporters on the street. We have one reporter, Angie Hunter, standing by outside the Horn Gallery with Mrs. Cook to test opinions on the street art exhibition itself. And we'll see what people really think about their art galleries being free or not. To make sure we get as wide a spectrum of people as possible, we have another reporter, Alex Gray, who's standing outside the department store in White's shopping precinct in the pedestrian area. So, if you're listening and want to make your views known, pop down to the precinct or the gallery. We'll be starting the walkabout in 15 minutes at 12:45, after we've got through the other items today. So,
that is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.